אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Final polls aired on Friday ahead of Tuesday's national election, showing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the cusp of winning a majority in the Knesset. Channel 12's survey showed Netanyahu's Likud having gained 3 seats in the past week. Polls showed Likud and its religious allies at 60 seats, one seat short of a majority in the 120-member Knesset. Potential support from the Arab party Ram could give Likud a majority, but such an alliance is strongly opposed from the right. When asked if they wanted Netanyahu to continue as prime minister, 51% of respondents said no, 36% said yes, and 13% said they don't know. Asked whom they preferred as prime minister, 36% said Netanyahu, 23% said Yair Lapid, 12% said Gideon Saar, and 7% said Naftali Bennett. Opposition leader Yair Lapid made a last-minute call yesterday for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to engage in a televised debate with him. The Prime Minister had said on Tuesday that he would like to debate Lapid. However, he insisted that Lapid must first declare he is running for Prime Minister before they debate, saying our country is not a game for ambitious politicians. Tikva Chadasha party leader Gideon Saar said any debate should include himself and Yamina party leader Naftali Bennett, since both are declared candidates for the Prime Minister. No debate has been scheduled. Naftali Bennett predicted on Friday that he and Gideon Saar will sit together in a government after the elections. Saar has ruled out joining a coalition led by Prime Minister Netanyahu, while Bennett has not done so. Despite praising Saar, Bennett went on to call him, Netanyahu, and opposition leader Yair Lapid, a band of cynics who will cause a fifth round of elections. Bennett says his guiding principles after the elections will be preventing a fifth round of elections and preventing the formation of a left-wing government. Religious Zionism chairman Bezalel Smotrich said in a radio interview on Thursday that he has a problem with LGBT culture. He said the Religious Zionism Party would work to restore naturalness to Israeli society. In the left-wing Meretz Party, which has long prided itself as the most pro-LGBT slate in the Knesset, the issue has also caused conflict. The party's number 4 candidate, Rinawi Zoabi, told the Kul Al Arab station last week that she'd abstain in a vote banning conversion therapy out of respect for the Arab public from which she came. Later that day, the party released a video of Zoabi assuring voters that she would in fact support such legislation and back every effort in support of the LGBT equality. In the joint Arab list, the issue is also controversial after leader Ayman Odeh's refusal to condemn remarks of his party's number 2, Ahmed Tibi, who said he would not support legislation to benefit the LGBT community. Prime Minister Netanyahu insisted yesterday that he is against a proposal to halt his trial on corruption charges, while claiming again that the charges against him are fabricated. He said, I will stand trial, I'll win at this trial, and the most interesting trial is the trial before the public, the elections. The public will now decide, not the prosecutors. He also denied that he plans to fire Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, who indicted him in the corruption cases. 6,073 people have died in Israel from the COVID-19 virus. The spread of the virus continued to diminish this past week due to the vaccination campaign. The rate of positive test results fell to 2%, alongside a drop in the transmission rate to 0.68 on Thursday, despite Israel's economy mostly reopening. As a result, further easing of restrictions take place today. The new rules allow increased capacity at sporting and cultural events and authorise the use of rapid coronavirus tests at business. Those who have not been vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 may enter them. For Pesach and Ramadan, indoor gatherings are permitted up to 20 people and outdoor events to 50. The High Court of Justice ruled on Wednesday that after almost 2 months during which Israelis haven't been able to fly home freely, that the restrictions on citizens entering the country are unconstitutional and must end. The justices ruled that the cap of 3,000 returning citizens per day disproportionately violates civil rights due to its sweeping and extended nature, and since the regulations weren't imposed based on concrete data and information. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein responded by saying the High Court ruling is irresponsible and contrary to the public interest. The Director General of the Health Ministry, Chezi Levy, distanced himself from the criticism, saying Israel would implement the decision, even though it risks letting mutated coronavirus variants into Israel. Pro-Israel NGO UN Watch has accused the United Nations Human Rights Council of misrepresenting facts and law after some members of the council accused Israel of enacting apartheid and taking a racist approach by failing to provide vaccinations for the Palestinians. UN Watch said that the accusations misrepresent both facts and law. Everyone in the Israeli health system, including 2 million Israeli Arabs and hundreds of thousands of Palestinian Arabs who live in East Jerusalem, qualify for the vaccine. Those who are not part of the Israeli health system, whether they are Arabs living under the PA or Jews in Israel who are tourists, do not qualify. Race has nothing to do with it. Addressing the council on Wednesday was Arab-Israeli activist Yosef Haddad, who said accusations that, like me, my friends and family, hundreds of thousands of other Israeli Arabs have been vaccinated. Over 105,000 Palestinian labourers in Israel and the West Bank settlements have been vaccinated in recent weeks. The workers will begin receiving the second dose in 2 weeks. Thousands of people joined the protests against Prime Minister Netanyahu in Jerusalem last night in the largest gathering since the outbreak of COVID-19, capping off a week of protests around the country. 2,000 people rallied in Tel Aviv's Rabin Square on Thursday, calling for an end to violence in Arab communities. The protest was addressed by bereaved mothers. Over 1,000 people rallied on Friday in Al-Fam. The protests marked the 10th week that protesters have gathered to demonstrate against violence in the Arab community and police and government inaction on the matter. A second rally took place in Kalansawa, where 2 young men were shot and killed in the early hours of Friday morning. In 2020, 96 Arab Israelis were murdered, the highest annual toll in recent memory. Arab Israelis account for around 1/5 of the country's population, but more than 90% of shootings in Israel last year took place in Arab communities. The 26 Arabs who've died violently this year include 20 Arab Israeli citizens, 4 Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem, and 2 Palestinians from the West Bank. 3 were shot by police. Israeli doctors have found that when pregnant women get COVID vaccines, their babies are born with COVID-fighting antibodies. A team at Hadassah Medical Center in Jerusalem checked blood from the umbilical cords of 40 newborns and found that all had a strong supply of antibodies, just like their mothers who had been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem for SBS Radio, wishing all our listeners פסח שמח.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.